While couples throughout Ontario have been celebrating their victory at the Ontario Court of Appeal and rushing off to get married, some queers in the other provinces wondered what the decision means for them. In Canada, the federal government decides who can marry, so technically, if the court says same-sex couples can marry, they can marry right across Canada. But the decision came from an Ontario court that has no power over other provinces, causing some people to question whether they can marry. And then on June 11th, Ralph Klein, the Premier of Alberta, announced that if anyone tried to get his province to accept same-sex marriage, he'd use the constitutional notwithstanding clause.
Ralph's a bit silly. As Premier of Alberta, he has said he'll use the constitutional notwithstanding clause.
John Fisher is the Director of Advocacy for EGAL, Canada's National Queer Rights Lobby.
The notwithstanding clause does allow any government in Canada to essentially opt out of our Charter of Rights and pass a law and ensure that that law has effect, notwithstanding the Charter, or overrides the Charter. That said, it's all somewhat irrelevant because in Canada, marriage is a federal issue, and Ralph Klein is premier of a province, and as a provincial premier, he has no jurisdiction over who can get married and who can't. And the use of the notwithstanding clause doesn't enable him to make some kind of jurisdictional power grab and assume authority over an area of legislative responsibility that simply doesn't belong to the province, it belongs to the federal government. So whatever the federal government decides, it will have effect across the country, and there's nothing that Ralph Klein or any other premier can do to stop that.
As for whether the Ontario court's decision has an effect across the country, attorney Douglas Elliott, who represented the Metropolitan Community Church in the case, offers this explanation.
The Ontario Court of Appeal is the highest court in the province of Ontario. The only next level up is the Supreme Court of Canada. Because they're federally appointed judges and it's a court of superior jurisdiction, they have the authority to make rulings on federal law that are binding on the federal government, and they have redefined marriage under federal law effective immediately. Now, they have the authority to do that, and while they don't have the authority over citizens in provinces other than Ontario, they do have authority over the federal government. So it really is effective across the country, in my opinion. Now, of course, people living in Alberta or Manitoba or Nova Scotia, if they were turned down for a marriage license at their local city hall, they would have to take legal action in order to establish that point. But this ruling really binds the federal government, as far as I'm concerned.
And as for the question of whether all of the momentum in favor of same-sex marriage could be turned around by an appeal of the court's ruling or a stay of the judgment, Douglas Elliott says,
it's theoretically possible that the Supreme Court of Canada could eventually reverse this situation, but I don't think it's very likely for several reasons. First of all, the federal government right now, if they want to stop this from happening, they have to apply to either the Supreme Court of Canada or the Ontario Court of Appeal for an order stopping the effect of the Ontario Court of Appeal's order. The problem in them doing that is they'd have to demonstrate that it needs to be done to prevent some kind of harm from happening. And the problem with that approach is that the Ontario Court of Appeal, like the British Columbia Court of Appeal and the Quebec Superior Court before, has said in the clearest possible terms that there is no social harm that's caused by same-sex marriage. So the federal government, I just don't think, can establish that there's a basis for stopping it. They then need to get leave to appeal to the Supreme Court of Canada, which ordinarily they would get, but it doesn't happen automatically and it takes time. Given the strong decisions, they may not get it. And even if they do get it, the Prime Minister of Canada will have retired before he's already committed to retiring. He will have retired before the matter is actually in the Supreme Court of Canada. And the man who's likely to succeed him has already publicly committed to not proceeding with the appeal since we won in the Ontario Court of Appeal. What he had said before the Court of Appeal's decision came down, he had committed that if we won this round, that there would be no further rounds. the current administration could go ahead and try and block this and take it to the Supreme Court. But since the next prime minister is not going to proceed with the appeal, it's kind of pointless.
What we have at the moment is the government's own law reform commission reported in last December in favor of recognizing same-sex marriage. We have four court decisions, if you count our trial decision, written by 10 judges now in total, all of which are in favor of recognizing equal marriage. We have the Justice Committee, which has been charged by Parliament to study the issue, has voted yesterday in favor of not appealing. We now have all these marriages that are happening. And latest statistics are that 89 licenses have been granted in the Greater Toronto Area. And I know just from people calling me that they've been granted all over Ontario. You know, the genie's out of the bottle. The writing's on the wall. This is over.
Indeed, activists across Canada now are talking about this ruling as the beginning of the end of Canada's bar on same-sex marriage, after just 3 years of legal battles. 3 years ago, lawyers predicted the journey would take 5 years or more and would certainly end up in the Supreme Court of Canada. Now that outcome seems unlikely, and the public backlash so far has been minimal. John Fisher of AGAL describes his and others' sense of wonderment at the feeling of being so close to legal cross-Canada same-sex marriage.
A lot of the response we've had from people has been celebration, of course, but coupled with disbelief. A lot of people have said, you know, I never thought I'd live to see this day. I never believed that that I'd be living in a society so soon. And it's been kind of emotional for me to be a part of it all. So if there is one message, I think it's a message of hope, both here in Canada and for our American listeners. We never thought that this day would come and would come so soon, and yet here we are. And I think that particularly as more and more couples cross the border, as there are binational couples, American Canadians who get married and return to their home states, as there are people who come here and go back, I think it will help to transform society and the public perception of who we are. I think we will see an increased demand and pressure placed upon our legislators to recognize our marriages and to give them the same weight and effect in the U.S. that they now have in Canada. And just as we never believed we could come so far so soon here, I think that's probably true in the U.S. as well. And I have no doubt whatsoever that a day will come when in the U.S. Same-sex couples are able to marry and fully celebrate their relationships as equal as we can here now.
For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.